Let me home now.
Oh my god.
I want to watch Homeland.
I'm so behind. I need to start it.
Well, Claire Danes is dead.
No.
And Mandy Patinkin is now living with the British guy.
Don't
who
tell
pretends
me all this.
He doesn't have a British accent. Damien.
The ugly
Eccles?
One? The little one?
I don't know what his name is. Exactly. The ugly little elf dwarf man.
Yeah.
He has probably tiny little
chipmunk hands.
Can you just imagine them caressing your bosoms?
No.
It'd be like a toddler playing with his Fisher-Price toys.
Like turtle feet.
We're going to keep this one clean, by the way, Howard. Okay. There's your heads up now. This is the weekend show.
All right. I will be a silent person then.
No, you'll be fine. You're not all shock jock. You'll do just great. You're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio with my weird way of letting words come out of my mouth. Why was the two accented right there? Mm-hmm. That's like some Captain James T. Kirk crap right there. In Papa's Basement, that's the show's website. Go there for a new episode every Monday, every Thursday, as well as most weekends. I summarize the latest movies coming out without having seen them. That's my trick.
I gotcha.
You don't deal with the prejudices of like being informed.
I saw something about Madea there.
Oh, I knocked that one out of the park. It had been a while since I'd written. I was proud of that one.
Yeah. You know, we actually have to go see that.
No.
Yeah, we do. Why? I wasn't joking about that. Because our friend Carly wants to see it for her baby shower equivalent. She wants to go to CeCe's and then watch Madea. You can see why Jerry loves her so much.
And that's why we're friends with her.
Yeah, that's why we're all good. Easy to please, actually. Other than the show's episodes at In Papa's Basement, please find us on iTunes. Just look up Papa's Basement. Don't look up In Papa's Basement. That'll give you nothing on iTunes. I know it's confusing. I would like to fix it, but I can't.
Yeah.
Not right now. And Twitter, me, I am at Papa's Basement. Howard over here.
At What the F and Heezy. We're keeping it clean this episode.
Yes, very clean, very proud, strong voice, like a tiger. I'm going to hear you roar, except that's a lion. I am bad at pop references. And Allison over here, at Allison Frank, A-L-L-I-S-0, and Frank. And with that, with the intros done, I am going to do the most hasty potting down of the music ever. I just yank the lever.
Yeah.
There's no smooth easing. I'm just like, meh.
Oh.
And down it goes.
It's fine. It's good.
I wasn't joking about Homeland, though.
I actually want to start that. Is it HBO or what?
It's Showtime.
Showtime.
I feel I am one of eight people that watches Homeland.
No, there's a zillion. I mean, it's wildly popular. But
is it? Yeah. I feel like to people who are in the know, I love, by the way, that in 2013, I can be in the artistic know because I press a button and stream a certain show to my various devices.
No, I mean, they were saying last season, like how nail-biting it was just going episode to episode. And they would have in different interviews where they'd have the cast on, they would say that they don't. You know, they'd say, you know, what's going to happen? They say, oh, we don't get the script until right before we're supposed to start shooting because they don't want any leaks. And they
say, well, it's not like Sopranos. It's not like people die left and right.
No, but I think they want to know what's happening. I mean, I don't really know the show. I've seen a couple episodes with you kind of in the middle, but I'd really like to start it from the beginning, see if I can get into it.
Claire Danes is the kind of actress who's always had a cult following for her shows, right? Like, that's basically since she,
I remember my so-called life. Yeah. I remember when we were like 15.
I never watched that.
Because you were 40 at the time.
Yeah, probably.
I remember my so-called life along with Romeo and Juliet. Yeah. And for this brief time, every girl was like, oh my God, I love Claire Danes.
Yeah.
No guy, by the way, likes Claire Danes. To this day, I'll look at Claire Danes and I'm like, is that bitch hot? I don't know. And it's the same thing like when discussing an elite quarterback.
Yeah.
If you have to ask, is he elite? He's not. Claire Danes, like, you'd screw her. And on the street, I'm sure she'd be perfectly attractive. But by Hollywood standards, she's like a weird wolf face and a big beak. And
well, in the whole, every episode of Homeland, she's got her crying face. So
she's crying and she looks like she smells down there. If we're being frank, it's a clean episode. So there's nothing too vulgar there.
Well,
she's not going to be renting out her basement.
Yeah, if you're a kid and you're listening to this, I meant her feet. Down there, her feet.
To me, she looks like the slightly introverted girl at the coffee shop who works there. That's
going
to be kind of snarky when she hands you your latte. Oh. You can't even like have a little joke with her because she's just going to have a little attitude about like, that's not funny.
And then you work and work to get her to open up to you and it just goes from 0 to 60 and she's like, let me show you where I cut myself. I made you this Cure mix CD.
So you've been there.
Oh, a couple times.
Oh my!
I do like that they kind of work that into her persona on the show. She is a huge drunken slut, even though she's this professional success.
Yeah,
she will get just mashed a lot and just be like, "Hey, barkeep,
yeah,
knock at the back door. I mean, my butt."
Is this a fictitious bar in D.C. or is there a place? You
no, there's an actual bar you go to to plow Claire Danes.
Where are the sluts from the DHS? Yeah.
I actually worked with a nurse like that. She was just a top-notch nurse. I mean, she was very good at her job. But on the weekends, I mean, she was trash. She'd come to work in wrinkled scrubs talking about blowing cooler over and just nasty.
DTF.
Nasty. Yeah.
That's what I like. A nurse who's prepping an IV that's going to go in my veins as she's wiping her face and going, Jesus H. Christ.
I mean, her hair looks like.
Do you hear that? Is that the lights? That fluorescent lighting kills me when I'm like.
But she
this.
Was very good at her job. She was very good at documentation. She was very good at care.
This sounds
she
like Denzel from Flight.
I didn't see that.
Yes,
movie.
I was high on an eight ball, but could anyone else have made that maneuver?
That's how I felt about my dentist, the cokehead. Like, yeah, after I had that woman yank that tooth, and I've been in misery for weeks. You know, I had the cokehead pull four at once.
Dr. Giggles came in. Dr. Giggles DDS.
Mm. I'm like, that cokehead really knows his stuff. I mean, to be hopped up on coke, I think it made him more efficient.
I mean, he must.
Lickety split.
If 20% of his gross profit is just going out the door.
That's right. It's too funny.
For a little skiing.
Yeah.
The slopes of Colombia.
Oh, my.
Yes. I like how I just went on and on with that, even though it wasn't funny to begin with.
No. Mm-mm. Anyhow.
Are you boys and girls in the Christmas spirit?
Nope. We don't do anything. We don't have any like deep-rooted traditions or anything in my family.
How about the people whose houses you crash in, like a vagrant?
I do. I am quite the gypsy. But
did you crash in the house of anyone who had a tree? I know you were gone like all weekend.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Ironically, I tried to find the episode, which you wouldn't do for me.
Which was what?
The one where you posed the question, would you date someone with a colostomy bag?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Apparently out of everyone you spoke to, only one guy was like, sure, what the hell?
No, I mean, there were a few. There was just a very small, I mean, 90%. I mean, would you date somebody that had a colostomy,
no.
Howard? I mean, date somebody.
I mean, like.
Like, you just met her.
She'd have to toss a sock puppet over it or, like, paint it like a third bosom. I've been through this in my head a lot.
Yeah. I went over it with Will last night, and he said, you know what? If it happens to me, kill me. Like, he's like, that's God's way of telling me you should be dead.
Be like, hey, Will, do you see our old pets
and
in
then
the
your
woods?
Mom
where?
Your mom almost started crying. She's like, William, don't talk like that. And the thing about it is that she's appealing to someone who doesn't even have a colostomy.
Oh, she's so dumb. Yeah. It's just like this hypothetical situation. Don't take my boy.
But would you, Howard, date somebody who had a colostomy?
I'll say this. I would at least go on a date.
Well, listen, here's the thing. You already find them very attractive. Yeah,
I would
physically.
Have to clear that I would be in no way involved in changing out the bag.
I think anyone who has one, someone who's young, someone who's healthy, someone who you find attractive, they are going to be.
You just said healthy.
Since,
they crap from their esophagus.
Because they
into
have
a
diverticulitis.
Bag.
You know what I mean? They're otherwise healthy. They're in good shape. You find them attractive, whatever. Physically, if you couldn't see their bag, you know, thought they were hot, you know.
Actually, I mean,
that's my rule with any hooker. If I can't see their bag, you can go down.
Could you explain diverticulitis again? Because I've known some people with it, and like,
it's
first explain the pronunciation, then continue.
It's just the inflammation of the diverticuli, these little like things that help peristalsis and move your food. You know,
so it's just there's
like
certain
the villi or whatever.
Yeah, and so they get inflamed, and sometimes you have to remove a portion of your colon. So basically, a lot of times with those cases. They're able to reverse it. They just either remove it, give your colon a break.
I was going to say, like, why are they yanking it?
Yeah.
It sounds like they could just, like, bypass it for
a
while. It chills
down.
But
many other reasons. People can get cancer. People can get necrosis, which is just where dead tissue, and they have to remove it. And actually, there's even more disgusting, like a colostomy.
Oh, really?
So I was telling Will this last night, and I was saying, well, it could be worse. It could be. It could be they could get an ileostomy, which is higher up on the intestine. So basically, you're just seeing chewed food in like a wash machine. He goes, yeah, what's more offensive? Seeing an apple core in a bag or crap?
So, he's right.
He says, I think I'll take the apple core.
I like, by the way, his cartoon understanding of eating food. You would see like an apple core and like a fish with its head and the full skeleton behind it.
Yeah, it was so funny. He said, and then he kept holding his mouth. He says, I've had enough of this. Like, yeah, I don't want to do this anymore.
You're literally catching him after he struts in and is just eating the food my mom preps for him. Oh,
that's too funny.
I'll say this. I lived in a dorm once because I went to school in Texas.
Yeah.
There honestly was a guy who would dip in class.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody, like, would kind of get in his case about dipping.
Yeah.
And he actually said, I don't think it's that bad because, you know, the Coke bottle I use, I put tape all around the bottom so nobody can see what's inside.
Nice.
So, I mean, I don't understand why you couldn't do that with the poo bag.
But you need to see, like, the front. Anyhow, you need to see what's going on in there. So if you start bleeding or if you start passing things that are irregular, that's the same when you go to the bathroom. If you wipe and all of a sudden you've got a rainbow on that paper.
So like on this hypothetical first date with somebody with one of these bags, like, is this just like up in my face while we're sitting at a nice restaurant?
No, I think, I'm just saying they have one. And if you guys are going to scrump or something, they're going to take it off. They're going to clean it. They're going to put a new one on. You know what I mean?
Your first date is going to the movies and she's hidden her candy underneath it.
No, she hasn't. No one's going to do that.
She's I mean, I'm sorry. These M&Ms are a little melty.
Is it the sort of thing I'm never going to eat mashed potatoes with gravy ever again?
Like, no.
Oh, of course not.
I mean, you go to the bathroom in the toilet and you guys are proud of it. You look at what you do.
That's the toilet, not next to my ribs, cradled like a baby.
In a bag. When you're not getting anything
on
yourself.
Baby swaddled. I don't hold a naked baby. I'm not a pedophile, Allison.
This isn't as bad as I initially thought it would be.
Yeah, I think, but the thing you have to understand too, someone, like if you're dating someone, like if your girlfriend, she gives herself a skullet, you know, where she gets a buzz and lets the back grow out, or, you know, she starts
wearing
pants.
Are you mentioning the ex of mine that we saw?
Oh,
is that what we're talking about?
No,
my college roommate
who chubbed up and shaved the sides of her head.
It's not
good. And you're
good.
Like, she looks kind of mannish. And you're like, really? The bisexual used to wear camo pants around me?
And she kind of, it's not good. But I'm saying those are things that she can fix. You know what I mean? You don't find her attractive anymore because she's wearing sweatpants up under her boobs and she's got the skullet and all that.
Fix yourself a dang quesadilla.
Yeah, exactly. But this is not some bridge troll with the crap bag. This is someone that you find attractive other than knowing that she has this. And so when I asked a bunch of people this question, everybody, it was a resounding no. When they're dating someone, it's not something that they're willing to take on. Even the really super cool doctors and nurses that I know, or therapy aides, or they
it's
just said
just
no.
Gross.
Like, but it is gross, but they didn't do it to themselves. It's not deliberate. You see what I'm saying?
I just think it's weird because it's not like you're asking someone to like help you out with this. Like, yo, you're gonna have to like change
but
this
bag
with me. But they
won't because they're young, they're able, healthy. Otherwise, they go to the gym, they work out.
Really?
The pilots.
A lot of side lifts, side lat raises.
Gross.
As they air that beast all over
the
place.
They're gonna wear clothes, and you're not gonna notice.
You're not gonna notice the weird little hump.
If I had a colostomy bag, would you be able to tell? No, you wouldn't.
It looks like Allison is wearing a trash bag with a hood right now. So yes, I wouldn't be able to tell if Missy Elliott had a colostomy bag.
That's right. So that's what I'm saying.
I think it's weird you approach it this way because I think it's more fun because you're so serious about it. I'm like, this is just part of a would you rather game.
But it isn't.
This is like one of the ones
where it's
like,
there's no fooling around when it's crap 6 inches from my face in the heat of coitus.
But can you like raise the ante? And that's where creativity comes in. It's like you got to think of something real bad in order to compete with that.
I don't know. Like she got shot by an old timey cannonball and they put a pane of glass over her stomach so I could watch all of it take place. That would be about it.
Her vagina has shark teeth.
Yeah, that too.
But those aren't real scenarios. And someone, these are young people. I mean, the one guy, he was 30. I think he was 39 when he had one. The other one's 36. And now my friend.
I feel bad. And for the dudes listening, because you're going to give this to all your colostomy bag club, chicks, I'm sure, would be way more willing to put up with that junk than a dude.
But like, they aren't really. The people that I asked men and women, and they said, no, this is just not something. It was very rare. So one of the few people, where we're going with this, one of the very few people that said yes.
Has herpes, and that's why they're cool with like.
No,
yeah.
He doesn't
no,
have
much
herpes.
More ironic and direct.
So he had said yes, that he would be fine with it. He's a very macho guy, and he lives in New York, and he said, yeah, that he would be fine with it. He said his dad had had it. And the other guy.
So he's familiar with it. Like, that's the thing. It's unfamiliar.
But he isn't. It was disgusting. He actually told a story about how his dad was sitting at the dinner table and it was summer and all of a sudden the bag had come off and it was.
Was he just airing it out? He's like, whoa, I could not eat another bite. This corn on the cob. And then he's just wiping it off his third rib.
All right,
no,
you know, I was undecided, was ironically, and still you started telling the story.
Yeah, until you get to the actual reality and nuts and bolts of it.
Yes, but I mean, that was years and years ago, and colostomies have come a long way. They're not just Jimmy rigged on with.
Oh, now the bag has a racing stripe?
It's scotch tape. You're not just hoping for the best. They make very secure items. But the thing is, the reality is, I mean, things can happen and they can leak and or they could come off or what have you. But, that, I mean, when you have sex with a woman, I mean, she could have her period or she could have whatever. Or you could pass gas or you could, someone could throw
These
up.
Are coulds, not wills.
But no one.
Yeah, but those things can happen. And
I
so you're
will
not
be staring at a bag of digested crap.
No, they will take it off. They'll clean it. It'll just look like a Ziploc bag taped to their stomach.
I am not interested in scat play, whether intentional or accidental.
Yeah, but
like this to
you're
me,
not interested in having, you know, a red parade either, or you're not interested in vomit after somebody drinks too much. I mean, you talked about making out with that chick
during sex.
And that's, she just puked and then made out with you. That's disgusting.
No, it tasted like Jaeger. It wasn't so bad, actually.
That's gross.
That's a real, it's not me just going for the go-to. This was a crazy party thing.
Yeah.
She drank a bunch of Jaeger. She vomited.
And then,
I held her so she would vomit in the toilet.
Yeah.
And I put her to bed, and 5 seconds later,
but
she's
going
on my
back
lap
to,
making out.
Yeah.
Going back to, would you rather have a girl puke on you during sex or have their colonoscopy?
Oh, the puke.
Back?
No
the
way.
Puke.
Never. Never. No puke.
I'd rather the brundle fly.
Not poop.
I take poop
over vomit any
day.
Wow.
Wow. I didn't know that was
Why
a
don't you have
no.
kids?
Possible answer.
That's
I don't like puke. I really don't. Absolutely
no
not.
One likes it. We're not saying like. We're just saying choice
no,
of damnations.
No, but you know what's funny? I asked respiratory therapists. Respiratory therapists have to deal with a lot of suctioning and all that. So it's a lot of suctioning fluid and gross and like vomit or whatever. And I was like, I don't know how you guys deal with that. And they take these big canisters of all this sloshy, vomity looking stuff. And it's in a big canister. And then they put it in the hazardous waste, whatever. But respiratory, mm-hmm. I thought, oh,
they dump
gosh.
It down the sink real slowly.
Yeah, soup's on. But the thing is, I was like, how do you guys do that? And they're like, you know how we do it? Because we don't like dealing with poop. It's like nurses deal with poop. RT deals with vomit and all that kind of stuff. So the long story short is what happened. So
it
I
wasn't
asked,
short. It was just long.
The one person, there was very few people. There was maybe like 3 or 4 people who said yes, that they'd be willing to date someone that had one. A lot of the people had said, you know, if I was with someone and, you know, my wife or my girlfriend, she wound up with one, I would stay with her. I wouldn't dump her.
That's very different.
But it's very different because love and trust and all that has already been established.
Right.
And you have a foundation there. But again, I try to get people to, it's not a bridge troll with a crap bag. It's someone that you do find physically attractive. So you have to put that into play as well. Anyhow, one of the people that said yes was this friend of mine. And now it's been 6 weeks later and he has one.
Long story short, don't say you're cool with it.
No, I mean, that's just ridiculous. How crazy is that?
No, this is like what that book's
I mean,
called.
At the time,
is
he
the
was
promise?
Healthy and he was fine but and didn't realize.
Let me ask you guys this. Would you rather date someone who had one of those bags or someone with herpes?
Or die.
I'd take the colostomy. The colostomy is not contagious.
Exactly.
He's not going to give it to
so
me.
So I'll say that.
Those
like,
are both bad.
I would, yeah. Like,
those are both bad.
I would have a much bigger problem if someone was like, I got the herp. I'm like,
Have you ever been with someone who had?
No.
No.
Oh, I went on a date with someone who revealed it on the
first or second date. Yeah.
I have never been more artificial on a date.
Yeah.
Like, she's the type that scares me. She had a blood test.
Yeah.
randomly that says you have herpes. She never had an outbreak. Like, yeah. I could easily be this woman and just not know it.
Right.
And I don't want to know
but
it for the purposes
of
getting
sued. That's
what
they say. A lot of people are. I mean, it's like a third or whatever.
Well, if you've never had an outbreak, aren't you really more or less unable to pass it? Or I guess you
no.
still can.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To someone who then gets it like an MF-er. But we're just sitting there watching a movie together, and then her little phone alarm goes off. She's like, time to take my blue pill. And I go, ha, 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 Viagra. She goes, no, the other one. And she mentions, what is the big daily herp med?
Like Valtrex or something?
Valtrex, yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. And you've never seen a man's arm grow more like unarticulate or unarticulated. I don't know what word I'm looking for.
Mechanical.
Yeah, the first word I'd be looking for is word. But it just sat there so limp.
Yeah.
Like a lifeless dong.
Yeah.
Just spread across her shoulders like, when can I go? How long do I have to stay here so she knows I'm not leaving because she has herpes? And I just left after giving her like a kiss goodnight on the cheek.
Yeah.
And then just went in the shower and cried. Took a Silkwood shower after that one.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, that's kind of gross, and it's disgusting. I'm not into that. I don't want anybody who has sexually.
But I mean, that's definitely one of those things where it's like, there's no third date rule on this dating sequence here. Like, you really are just gonna go out with this person probably until you're like, all right, I really like this person. This is super cool.
Yeah.
And it just rarely gets to that point anyway.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't even want. Yeah, so.
Oh,
whereas,
herpes.
Like, the prepping with the poo bag.
Yeah.
Like, you're probably knocking boots by, like, date three anyway. I mean, it's a little weird working around it. You might ask, like, for a gauze pad over it while you're.
But I don't think you need that. I mean, it is very secure. It snaps.
Draw
into
a smiley
place.
Face, at least.
I mean, that person is going to typically have a sense of humor about it. They have to deal with this every day. It's not fun for them either. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you're...
What if she
You
puts
know what's
on...
more disgusting? You, who has to what? Wipe 6 times a day because you don't clean it up the first time. You
I
and
do
your
clean
mut-
it up. You don't understand. When I leave, it's whistle clean. And then 10 minutes later...
Yeah, I don't get
someone
that.
Else has knocked at the
I
door.
Wish you had a bag. I wish you had a bag to collect it so there wasn't ever any chance of that. You know what I'm saying? That's disgusting.
That's
you're
just
gross.
Mean.
High five to your
way,
girlfriend.
Way to wish that on me. Why? She doesn't rim me. We're fine. What if the chick puts like a lipstick face with googly eyes and like fake blonde yarn hair on the colostomy bag and you can turn her over and it's almost like sex with someone else?
No, what listen, then? Your brother said, I said, well, that's the good thing too. Like for those people who worship it, you know, those butt worshipers or whatever.
Yeah.
That's going to be squeaky clean down there. You
that
could
was literally, it's so weird. This
you
came
could wear
up
it on your face.
On the last one with Mark Misla.
But he says, who wants to bury your face
in
something like that? And then while she's, you know, on all fours and you just see the bag swinging.
Now we're literally retreading everything said in the last episode. But Mark was like, at least she would be completely clean down there. And then said, who wants to see it swinging like a cow's teat as you're going at it?
And so he said something like, it's same with someone who's missing a leg. And I said, who cares if they're missing a leg? Like, that doesn't bother me either. And he says, he said, how do you get a foot job? It's the one who doesn't have a foot. I said, well, they got one good one. And then he just, you'd have thought he was going to throw up. Just someone only having one good foot. Like, you can't have a singular foot job.
Yeah.
You need a pair.
You would have to, like, be handled between thumb, big toe, and index finger toe.
You know what? It would be so funny. You know those back scratchers with the little tiny hand? You had one, but it was like a little tiny foot. So you had your one foot and then the foot on a stick. The little tiny baby foot on a stick.
I don't like.
He didn't either.
This show got so bad.
He was like, I have to leave.
Not in the usual way it gets bad either. Just
but a colostomy bag, I'll say this. If
it doesn't bother me.
If it cleans up the way you're saying, like a great dating site for such people would be like anal fetish sites, right?
Yeah, but you don't want that person, the person that has it.
I don't know.
But do you understand? The person
that
has it. The
show got dirty for a clean one real fast.
But the person who has it isn't into that themselves. Like if you had a
colostomy. You better learn.
Imagine yourself with one. Are you going to want to play with it? No.
It's kind of one of those things that just shuts you down sexually. Like, to someone you weren't tight with before, or like Howard said, you didn't spend a long time
getting
introduced.
Well, that doesn't say a lot about your manhood then. Because anybody who's got...
Oh, that I won't stick it in anything? I think it does.
No, I think if you're terrific with what you got, no one's going to be distracted by a crap bag. That shows just goes to show you how great your razzle dazzle is.
One of the top precautions I would take is I wouldn't drink before getting busy with someone. One of those.
Not a lot of apple juice.
A little sloppy at that point. A little soppy. Like heightened opportunity to.
But somebody who has it.
Puncture the bag.
But the bag
it's
is
a little
be,
sword that's holding your martini.
It's not a balloon. You know what I mean? It's not just sitting there ready to pop. It's just deflated. It's just a flat, deflated bag until someone goes to the
exactly.
bathroom. And then
what if you're giving it to her good?
Yeah.
And right when she's like, I'm coming. And then the bag fills. You would never function sexually.
But at least you know she wasn't faking.
But nobody goes to the bathroom like that. It's very rare that you get a mound of duty that it comes peeking over the water. You know what I mean? How often does that happen? That's like a Thanksgiving and 12-pack of beer day. Who? What women are you dating that are going to pile out crap like that?
No, I mean, whenever...
They're not just filling the bag with chili.
Whenever I manage that, like I feel like those old-timey trumpeters that have like an 8-foot trumpet that has the banner hanging from it. I feel that should be going down.
Yeah.
Why did I agree to do this show before lunch?
<I know. laughs>
Hold on a sec. I have to take a call. Stay put. It'll be fast. All right, we're back. I don't know what you're talking about, but you can keep talking. What was your conversation?
We're trying to take it now from the perspective of a dude who has the bag where, like, all right, so you
I
like,
can't believe we've done two episodes on this, by the way. It's horrifying.
Well, it's different now because now we know someone. It's just, it was a hypothetical at that time, and then one of the people that I happened to ask.
And you jumped his bones, and it was all right?
But he's, so, like, if you go out to a bar with your boys and you're just trying to pick up a girl, like, that's completely changed now because how do you, like... Dropping game can be hard enough.
Yeah.
And then, like, how do you prepare them for, all right, so when we both get naked after you get a little tipsy, like...
You leave it on, like a fat guy. You just leave your shirt on.
I guess you come up with a lie of what it is, because most people won't know what that is, like, off first glance, especially if it's just, like, some young girl at a
bar.
Just
be like, oh, it's feeding me protein. I'm a lifter.
Well, I mean, I think it just depends on who you're going out with. Like, if you're just bringing home, you know what I mean, a one-nighter or something. Like, he's saying you wouldn't have to take off your T-shirt. She's probably inebriated.
I guess the one-nighter, what does it matter? You can pull it off and smack her with it at the end.
But I think anyone that you've dated, then or whatever, you know, somebody's going to get handsy or want to, you know, put their hands around your waist or something. And they'll be like, yeah, what is this? And you're like, oh, that's my camelback.
Had all my ribs removed on one side.
Yeah, you just got to come up with the classic excuse of what it is that, like.
But I think it says a lot about your character. I think you want to be polite to others, and it is embarrassing for whoever that other person is. But I think if you're dating someone who's cool with it, like, it's fine enough. But I don't know. I think it is difficult. Because, like, you guys, a lot of people are in the same boat of you guys. Like, I just don't think I could.
I wouldn't be a fan of it. I'm going to use that strong language right there.
I just honestly, my instant reaction is like, oh, well, do you need help with that? Because I don't really want to help.
Nobody,
with that.
But if you had one, you would never ask anyone to help you with it, would
but
you?
I wouldn't know. Like, I'm taking it from the perspective of, like, I've never really thought of the situation you described to me. So if, like, I got blindsided by that, never heard it, I'll just be like, is that something that takes two people to remove? Because I'm hoping it's just
like a
solo
manhole
job.
Cover.
No, it's a private. Now, whereas Papa Giorgio here, he needs a team of 8 hands to wipe up after whatever he does.
But really tiny ones to get up in there.
I think anyone who could just pop this off and just...
The Damien Eccles hands. Damien Eccles, I think that's the guy who, like, killed people. He's like the West Memphis 3.
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Who might... And then isn't it like Damian Lewis? Hold on. We're going to Google Damien Eccles. That is the guy who they thought killed someone down in the South.
I don't know.
The West Memphis 3, Watch those documentaries on HBO, people. They're
Damian Lewis, there's our winner. That was my second guess. But then I thought that was the guy from Stained, but that's Aaron Lewis. This is how my brain works.
I do like Aaron Lewis, though. I saw him in concert.
I would need little Damian Lewis hands up in there.
That's too funny. Anyhow, but so it's funny how the world works, you know? And he said, you know, it was just a few days before his surgery. And he said, you know, it's funny. I was just lying in bed and I just can't believe just, you know, a few short weeks ago we were talking about this and now it's happening to me.
Well, you should give him this episode so he feels worse for himself. But I will say, feel better, dude.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Sean Connolly. Yeah.
Feel better. I thought you were at some Jewish guy's house. That's not a Jewish name.
No, it's Irish. He's
Irish.
Yeah,
I know what Connolly is.
I was staying with Jewish friends.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
In the Jew neighborhood.
Yes, Jew-sylvania.
I was, really.
Allison, I really do think, though, that if you want to do a survey on this, as far as like how like negative, because obviously this is a hindrance. Everybody would be like, I'd prefer if you didn't have one. That's fair enough. But if you start asking the same people, well, would you rather the colonoscopy?
Yeah,
colonoscopy bag versus
colostomy.
Like, colostomy
it's
bag.
Hard.
Yeah. Sorry,
I mixed them up too.
The colostomy bag versus like going out with somebody with herpes.
Yeah,
I think a lot of people would probably be like, I'll take the bag.
Yeah.
Would you rather actually make sense with this to me? Because it's like, well, obviously what you're describing doesn't sound pleasant. But when you start putting in more real terms of like, well, there's a lot of people with herpes now.
Yeah.
What would you rather have? I guess that's a good way to approach it if you go out with somebody who's like, oh, well, that's kind of like, hey, it could be worse. Could have herpes.
I mean, to me, I think if somebody's character, I do think like, you know, it can be a touchy subject, but I think a lot of bodily functions can happen. And this is something that someone didn't do to themselves.
Yeah.
A lot of times herpes, you know, with that, I mean, you can get it and maybe your partner is promiscuous or something like that. But if you're careful yourself, then you're probably not going to get a sexually transmitted disease, you know, so or a skullet or, you know, someone who's, you know.
The flip side for people with herpes is like there's enough of them they can just like date.
You know what's
pool.
More offensive to me? Someone who has terrible BO. Like you can fix that. Put some soap on it. Somebody who has this crap bag, you're not even noticed. Like it is sealed here. You know what I'm saying? But someone who's just reeks, like the guy when I went to the airport in the wool jacket, I couldn't decide if sweaty onions in the wool coat, if he would do us all a favor by letting it air out or by just keeping it all in. Like it was just that smelly. And just to think about being intimate with that person.
Let's move on.
I actually was that guy at the airport recently. Like, I forgot deodorant. And so, I had a short connection. So, I actually had to run from one plane to the next. And I got really sweaty. Because I was like, well, it can't be too bad. Because, you know, planes are pretty cool normally. So, I'm not going to sweat. Mm. No, by the time I got to my connecting flight, I felt so bad for the two people who sat on either side of me. Because I was in the middle, too. That was the worst part. And so the girl to my left was so pissed. Yeah. So pissed.
But then you say to yourself, like, would I be better taking off my coat or am I better leaving it on? Like at that point, it could go either way. It's pretty disgusting.
I at least made it up to the guy to my right, though, because he'd never seen GarageBand on iPad. So I actually like demoed it for him.
Oh, that's cool.
So he learned something that
day. So you're the cool hobo.
That's right.
Next to him on the train.
Hipster hobo.
With
telling
iPad.
Stories of your hobo life.
Yeah.
All right, let's wrap this one up. I got one thing I want to bring up.
Okay.
And it'll be the last 15 minutes of the show or so.
I gotcha.
If you're my girlfriend, you're listening.
Yeah.
Don't listen anymore. I'm discussing your Christmas gifts for the rest of the episode. So
now,
punch
now
out.
You should have said something. Well, I guess. I don't know. Something.
No, girlfriend, punch out. I'm not using her name.
Okay.
I don't want weird Facebook stalkers. Not that I'd have any.
Yeah, that's right.
But I'm addressing her the same way I think Mike Shannon is addressed by his wife on Boardwalk Empire. She's like from Sweden or something. She's just like, husband, whenever he comes in the door. Girlfriend, turn off the episode.
Yeah.
All right, so I got this girlfriend.
Yeah.
All right, we don't have to pretend anymore. Like, what are we doing for the strip club on New Year's?
Yeah. Exactly. Where is she dancing? Yeah. She loves cats and she loves Despicable Me.
Right.
It makes for some pretty easy shopping if I want to be not too on the ball about it. So I went out immediately.
Yeah.
And I got her a Despicable Me shirt.
Right.
It's pretty funny, a minion. It's like all yellow and it just has a minion face on it.
Right.
She'll be the coolest kid on the block.
Or not. Okay.
Mm.
It's her thing. That's fine. I got
Insert joke about her being a high school student.
No.
Yes, exactly. Which she isn't really. Jesus Christ. Let's squash that one on it. I got also this might come late because the shipping sucks.
Right.
Apparently it's coming from China. A bunch of stuffed minions.
Right.
Oh, cool.
Which are these little plush things you can leave on the bed. She likes cuddly crap. Yeah. And her cats will probably gnaw them to death in front of her. She also mentioned she wanted to, the one time we dipped into GameStop together, she saw a game. This is the cat thing. It had a little tiger on the front. It's called Kinectimals.
Yeah.
And you play with it's a full body movement game using the Kinect, and you play with cats and crap like that. And I picked up a copy of that came with like a teddy bear or some junk.
Yeah.
This is all arriving. I feel there needs to be something on top of this.
Yeah.
Because those are just kind of like small things.
Right.
At the same time, she's like, dude, I don't want to spend a lot.
Right.
Because I was joking that we were like crossing 100 or something.
It doesn't matter.
No, we're not getting that far into it.
Right. She can do that. And she's 21. And she, you know what I mean? She has a small job or whatever. You yes. are a business owner. So it doesn't matter that she's capping it at $100 for herself. No,
I disagree because people are different. And so like if she would just feel guilty that she didn't get you more.
But she won't necessarily. I mean, I think in a sense she will. And she'll think, oh, I wish I could have done more. But she doesn't have the means to do more. And he does.
All right. So, I would.
And he's
rather,
the man.
I disagree only because I would you rather put more money towards doing something cool at New Year's than like potentially having her feel like.
Yeah, but he's not going to do anything for New Year's.
Yeah, and she doesn't want to. We're both stay at home.
Yeah.
Like,
so.
But I mean, like, you could be chilling at the Holiday Inn or whatever. Like,
yeah, but who cares? That's $40. You know what I mean? He should do her
on New Year's. No, New Year's hotels go like quite
minimum,
a bit. Yeah.
Just for the celebration. Not
that's
the
what I'm saying. Like, who cares? Like, whatever.
That's
not her bag. You know what I mean? I think he should get her a grown-up gift, something small. It doesn't have to be $1 million.
Well, you're thinking like jewelry.
It doesn't have to be jewelry if that's not her thing, but something more grown up, something
that
is.
She doesn't wear any ever around me, but I was like, do you like earrings and rings and crap? She's like, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
But I would feel like something of a chode if I bought her something and I feel like she put it on once for me.
Yeah.
And then she didn't wear
it. But that's why I wouldn't go anything like that. I mean, you have to go something neutral or something like that. That's why I suggested something maybe from Coach or from Burberry or from something. And it could be something small, but it's something of value. You know what I mean? And that tends to hold its value. Like when people sell Coach bags on Craigslist or eBay or Amazon.
But she's not a Coach bag chick.
But I'm just saying something like that, but it doesn't have to be a bazillion dollars. It doesn't have to be a $400 Coach bag.
I would hope not.
No. But I mean, it is a grown-up gift, and it's something that she can show to her parents or her friends. If her parents ask you, hey, what did your boyfriend get you? You know, the business owner?
Yeah.
Yeah, he got me this Minion t-shirt and stuffed animal.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Because he's a real.
While she, this is stuff she likes.
Yeah.
And another thing, by the way, she's mentioned a couple times she misses the copy of Pokemon.
Yeah.
She had for her Game Boy years ago, and she thinks her brother sold one that was hers. I have a copy randomly lying around, but I'm like, I can't just give her a used copy of crap I have lying around, right?
But that's like me. Like, if you and I were dating, and I'm the Harvard professor, and then I get you Kirby, you're going to be like, she makes $200,000 a year. I get Kirby?
I'd be happy with Kirby.
No. No. You're going to think about it more than that. Yeah.
Nah, no. I would only think about it if I spent like $400 and she got me Kirby.
Yeah.
Then I'd be like, there's a bit of a differential here.
Right.
Howard, what are you getting your chick, by the way?
Yeah,
I'm terrible at buying gifts. I'm not going to mention it on air, but she's the one person I have picked my gift out for.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I bought this stuff weeks ago. I was like, I don't want any of this running late.
Yeah.
And ironically, like one of the sellers, it's like, this is shipped from Tianjin, China. Yeah. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And it's like, we'll be here January 5th. Yeah. And then another guy, like I bought it a week ago and it's shipping from California and I still don't have it.
I think it's more important. My approach to present taking is it should reflect that you listen and pay attention. So everything you've listed is a good thing.
Yeah, I know she's obsessed with cats. Like that, she wanted to play that stupid game.
Yeah,
because she's like, oh, there's a cat on the front, and I looked it up, and they say it's perfect game for girlfriends.
Yeah.
So the Coach bag example is bad. I mean, it's like I get
no,
what you're
but I'm saying
with it.
It should be a grown up gift, some grown up gift.
But it needs
not
to be something
just,
she'd use as opposed to like, oh, great.
But it could be
Burberry.
A nice dinner where you actually go out or something, and it shows that you're taking more time and you're willing to spend more money.
That's
than
an
these
awesome gift.
$10 things or something, but nice dinner.
Well, she had mentioned
where you're
going to
get dressed.
Fruit tarts.
Yeah.
Well, we've done the nice dinners before, and I was going to like find the best fruit tarts in D.C. or whatever and just buy her a box.
Yeah, but nobody's going to know that. You know what I mean? She's not going to know that. She's 21. She's not going to know that you got the Grand Prix of sweet
tarts. Trust me, I won't shut up about it. I'll be like, you know how much work I had to put
into
this.
Well, that's good. Then that's like getting a gift from my sister.
Yeah, I'll turn
her
off.
Where she puts it all on Facebook and tells everybody how great she is. You know what I mean? That's stupid. You should let something speak for itself, whatever it is. And you do a really nice dinner, or you upscale it and go to a nice hotel, you know? Just for
those
once.
Those sound like better things.
Actually,
I'm saying, like, it's something grown up, and it isn't the Minions, and it isn't a Monopoly
watch.
Right.
But we don't
like
grown up.
I gotta be a jerk here, because I'm like, I don't really think she's a total grown up yet. And
I'm
she
not.
Isn't,
gonna,
but
I'm
I
not.
Think she would appreciate it. When I'm 19, when I'm 20, which was 100 years ago, but I would have appreciated that. It's more depth, and it takes a little more cash. And you have the cash to spare. He's Scrooge McDuck. He's sitting on a mountain of cash. He can give her 40
bucks.
Because
I'm Scrooge McDuck, I hate when people don't put two and two together. They're like, you have so much money. Spend some. Then I wouldn't have all the money, you dummy.
That's ridiculous. But just do something a little nice. You don't have to break the bank.
I mean, I'm going to make a gesture. Because like I
you're
do
pointing
have an
at
idea.
Your crotch right now.
No. Okay. Just like I have a gift idea that could be like a show of like, hey, I just put some cash into something that I know you like.
Which is what? Oh, my.
Oh, I was thinking about that gift. If you know where to acquire that gift, which would be much easier to acquire in Colorado.
Oh, no, Washington. You just.
Oh,
tobacco
the
tobacco product. Place.
Oh,
yeah.
A tobacco water pipe, you mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's.
I think she literally just purchased herself a new tobacco water pipe.
They
to
come
replace,
in so many shapes and sizes, like glass
for salad.
Blown and, yeah.
To replace the shattered Montez. Who,
she needs a new vase.
Slashed her foot open one time in front of me. That was interesting.
Oh,
she stepped
gosh.
At the foot of her broken
that's not
tobacco
really a
water pipe.
Gift. That's encouraging bad behaviors, though. You know, that is an illegal substance. I wouldn't
ooh,
do that.
Party pooper.
Yeah, exactly.
That's ridiculous. That's not going the grown-up route. Just something nice. And so when her parents ask or her friends ask, I mean, there's she got you. You got all those things that were specific to her. And I agree with you. Myself, I would rather have a few small gifts of things that I really enjoy rather than a big gift, you know, of an ugly leg
okay,
lamp or
then
whatever.
Let me put this out here. We've done the dress up for dinner. We can do that again. What if we do all the stuff I mentioned?
Yeah.
And I take her to, like, what is that steakhouse that you and Will found that we enjoy so bad?
Yeah.
Gilbert's?
Yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm. Is that good for Christmas meal, the Jay Gilbert's?
I mean, it's better, but it, I mean, it's not. Yeah, I mean, that's
I'm sorry, nice. It's not $1,000 a plate. It's just $50 a meal.
Yeah. No, I mean, it is nice, and it is a nice atmosphere, and it's not the usual $10 things that you do, so.
We do like $20 plates
but
usually.
I mean, if you give her the gift certificate for that, you know what I mean, and it is in an envelope or whatever, or to Ruth's Chris, or to Morton's, or to something.
The gift certificate, or just take her? What's better?
I would just give it to her, and then she can do whatever she wants with it. She'll probably
take another dude.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a hell of a present, Allison.
No, but I mean, maybe she. I mean, she'll probably take you. But I mean, what if she? Wants
I would
to
hope.
Take her mom. What if she wants to go with her mom or something?
I think it gets a little weird with the gift certificates because if you go, like one, well, she's the one who's presenting it at the. At the restaurant when you're the one who actually like paid for it.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, but this is a man speaking to a man right now.
And then the other problem,
but
he's
not a girl.
It depends on like, I mean, you've eaten at these places, so you should know what the bill roughly goes for, but it never works out exactly.
Jay Gilbert's like 100 with tip for two people, I think.
But it's just like, so you give
but
a specific amount.
But I think it's cheesy if you don't have something there. I mean, it just
something
says,
wrapped up.
Basically,
yeah,
like,
you're saying, hey, I'm going to take you here. Well, I could wrap you up and say, hey, I'm going to take you to Bora Bora. And then I just draw a picture of you in a hammock on a beach, stick figure
pretty
style.
Good.
Yeah,
pretty
we never good. Go. You know what I mean? It's whenever it's convenient, whenever I have a job in the area, just whatever.
If you want to take her out to a nice dinner and you want to like have something in an envelope before for like the event. Like, get tickets to a show of some kind, like music or whatever. Have the tickets in.
Let's see,
like,
that's another grown-up idea. I mentioned that too.
Both of us would hate that. That's why we get along.
But I'm just saying.
Is there more to romance, by the way, than just liking the same stuff on Netflix and enjoying boning each other once in a while?
I mean, it's.
Because that's love to
me.
That's pretty much any good relationship I've had. It's that.
I mean, I've heard of divorce. Like, I haven't known anybody like this, but, you know, talking to marriage counselors, even in the 80s, like. You know, control over the remote was a big problem with a lot of relationships.
Yeah.
It's
no, it
that
it's
simple.
A, yeah, it really is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's so. Why, like, when she brings the computer and she fires it up, it's like, I've been really into Parks and Rec lately. Do you know that? Do you want to watch that? I'm like, yes, that is just fine.
Yeah.
I randomly toss on Veep and she's like, oh, hey, you know, that's great. Sorry, I had to wave to Sue Bartholomew, who had to announce her presence at the door at 12:53.
Mm.
You have it at one, Sue.
Oh, my. Easy, Geiger.
You have it at one. Not before that.
Yeah, but I think you should do something grown up.
Just
one,
keep in mind.
One small thing that's grown up. It doesn't have to break the bank, but it shows that, you got a lot of her favorite things.
I
but
like
it's something
Jay
that you and June
Gilbert's gift certificate. 100 bones, covers the meal. We go a little
And it's a little over the top, and you can count it as doing something for yourself.
I think
so
if
you're
you
not
get
really
like
going
the,
over the
maybe you
got to
do
limit.
Like $10 on top for the tip or some crap.
But you're going to have, like, the gap either. It's going to be a little too much. And so then there's, like, the next $7 that you're
I
not.
I hate that.
And
hate
then, that. Or you give her a certificate that's not worth enough. And so then she's like, then there's that awkward moment where it's like, oh, I'll get the
that awkward 20. Moment where I pay more. It's yeah. not so awkward.
No, but it's no. just, this is why I don't like the restaurant gift certificate
but
idea.
But I do it's like it because it's
question
in a box.
Then, what
and
if
it's
Clyde's?
Gift.
Clyde's is not that high end, but her family loves Clyde's and we eat there left and right.
Yeah, but
I think Clyde's is good because you wouldn't care if she ended up going with her family, or you wouldn't care if like she ended up just going with her mom or something, right?
Could torch the difference? Nah, not so much. No,
because as far as like getting credit from yeah. her family for you doing something nice, if you got her a Clyde's gift certificate and then she took the fam out,
yeah,
that's baller.
So that's Clyde's is the winner.
I mean, that seems fine.
I think that's pretty baller.
I mean, it's something that's not just trinkets and keychains and Pokemon and whatever. You
and
know
you're actually
mean?
Giving her the flexibility not to go with you.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Who wouldn't
and
want
I
that
mean,
gift?
If they do frequent there, you know what I mean?
There's the real gift.
Yeah. But that does give her the option and she can do something, you know, too, that she can go in and take
this
care
This
of
Christmas
it.
Is pounding my ass financially.
It is. Because
I'm getting a bunch of gifts
yeah,
for
you
the
spend
poor,
40
too.
Bucks. Oh, yeah. Ooh.
No, it'll be like 150 or something. With
ooh,
the...
for a whole year.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Oh. How much money have you made in the past month?
It doesn't matter how much I make.
Yeah, it does.
It doesn't. I'm saying you're sitting on a mountain of money and then you're complaining about a couple bucks.
I like my mountain.
Yeah, that's not nice. Be a nice boyfriend.
I am.
Be nicer. It's Christmas for crying out loud.
Yeah, but I...
It's Christmas.
Fine.
How you are, can't how take much, it with you when you much, die. How much money did your dad take
I'm,
with
I'm
him?
Not planning to do that for a while.
Okay, but did your dad? No, he didn't.
Yeah,
in
he left
face.
Like $3,500 in a safe.
There.
And it was gone within the first year because my mom found the combination.
Well.
And now she's just sitting at the door. It's, okay. It's 4 minutes left. Let me check to make sure the time isn't. Yeah, 12:56.
Okay. Well, there we go.
Just like the grim effing reaper.
I mean, like.
Sitting at the door, staring in. Goddamn ghost at the
I
feast.
Guess I tend to approach Christmas with yeah. like an overall budget for all the presents I'm getting instead of like per person. I mean, there's
but
like.
But I think if you have a special someone, then. I mean, I don't
nuts.
Really
I
do have any
two of my friends' Xboxes.
Wow.
I went for broke, man.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just your overall budget that, like, I mean, yeah. As long as you watch that and keep like your most
yeah, but everyone else in their
first.
Family they just exchange cash essentially.
Who
it's
me?
Like, yeah, so
I
mean,
love it. It's great.
Yeah, so it's like Will, I'll give you $50 for a computer, and then he's like, oh, I'll give you $50 for that game you want. They're just exchanging $50.
That's how it should be.
But I'm just saying, just don't do anything. Just say, hey, listen, let's have some food, let's have some fellowship, let's hang out, let's watch a Christmas.
Well, that's
story
what we've wound up doing.
Yeah.
It's awesome. We
but
just
that's
kind of
what
dinner.
We do in my family. You know, I tell my parents, hey, don't worry about it. So we don't really stress about it and do all that. But I think if you have a girlfriend, which is kind of new for you, then you should do something a little bit.
One
nice.
I'm treating well, yes.
And hey, in the tradition of how we live our lives, remember to set the bar lower this year because you just want to see the upward trend.
Oh,
whereas,
no.
like,
oh,
if you
brother.
Spend too
this
much this year and fall down, then you're going to get questions. That's when you get questions. It's the second Christmas where you spent less money.
I figure you just break under the pressure and dump her. Like December 24th. I can't take this.
That's when a lot of breakups happen, before Christmas and Valentine's. So.
Stressful birthdays, stuff.
Yeah.
Week before a birthday.
Yeah.
Well, let's head out.
All right.
Because there's a bad fart at the door trying to get in. You've been listening to Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio.
Woo!
Joined today by Howard Flood and Allison Frank. The show's website, inpapasbasement.com. Go there for everything related to us. New episodes of the show every Monday and every Thursday. My writings are up there a couple times a week as well. You want to get onto iTunes. That's the big thing. Subscribe to Papa's Basement there. Also, look up Papa's Football Podcast, a football-related show I do with the man over there, Howard Flood. Twitter, it's at Papa's Basement, at What the F and Heezy, at Allison Frank, spelled A-L-L-I-S-0-N Frank, and last but not least, at Papa Football Pod. There's also thespookiescomic.com I do with my buddy Jerry. Check all of those URLs out because what the hell, why not? Life is short. Go and waste it.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way.